Welcome to Across the Pond. It is St. Patrick's Day, and I guess I may not have too many listeners today because a lot of people will be out there celebrating and doing their liver a decent amount of damage and just having a great old time parading in green and seeing friends, having a great old day, an great excuse for a day out. But I'm going to play you, strangely enough, some Irish songs today. And who was St. Patrick? Well, according to Christy Moore, he was a gentleman.
Patrick was a gentleman, he came from decent people, built a church in Dublin town and on it bund a steeple. His father was a Gallagher, his mother was a Brady, his aunt was in the Shocknessy and his uncle was a Grady. The Wicklow hills are very high and so's the hill of Hotzer. There's a hill much higher, still much higher nor the Botzer. On the top of this high hill St. Patrick preached a sermon, drove the frogs into the bogs and banished all the vermin. There's not a mile of Ayrton's Isle but dirty vermin musters. There he bunned his deer 4 foot and he murdered them in lusters. The toads went pop and the frogs went top, stop dashing to the water. The snakes come in to suicide to save themselves from slaughter. 900,000 reptiles blue, which armed with sweet discourses, dined in them and killaloo and soaps and second courses. The blind worms crawling in the grass disgusted all the nation. Down to hell with the holy spell, he changed their situation. No wonder then the miry sled should be so gay and frisky. Sure old pal, she taught them that as well as making whiskey. No wonder then the saint himself should understand distilling. His mother came to sheeping shop near the town of Enniskillen. Was I but so fortunate to be back in Munster, I'd be bounded from that ground and never more would Munster. There St. Patrick planted turf and cabbages and pretties, pigs galore, McGrama store, altar boys and ladies.
St. Patrick was a gentleman, his name we celebrate. And on the 17th of March, the Irish congregate. A brand new hat on each man's head and a green necktie that's newly made. The left foot first, then lightly tread in the Patrick's Day parade. And it's two by two, away we go, up Broadway through rain or snow. We'd face the devil, friend or foe, in the Patrick's Day Parade. We shout hurrah for Ringumbra and all the Yankee nation. Stars and stripes and shamrock bright array. The Irish shout, the girls turn out to see the celebration. We march stiff as starch in the Patrick's Day Parade. You should see the marshal on his horse like Napoleon Bonaparte. And as he rides along the line, he'd break each lady's heart. And if the rain it should fall down, we'd hoist our umbrellas high. For history states that Irishmen are always warm and dry. Then it's two by two, away we go, up Broadway through rain or snow. We'd face the devil, friend or foe, in the Patrick's Day Parade. Then here's success to Patrick's Day, though it comes but once a year. And though I'm not a drinking man, on the day I drink my beer, I'll wear the shamrock in my hat, the green me boys will never fade. And march along with Dan and Pat in the Patrick's Day Parade. Then it's two by two, away we go, up Broadway through rain or snow. We'd face the devil, friend or foe, in the Patrick's Day Parade. We shout hurrah for Aaron Gabra and all the Yankee nation. Stars and stripes and shamrock bright arrayed. The Irish shout, the girls turn out to see the celebration. We march stiff and starch in the Patrick's Day, in the Patrick's Day, in the Patrick's Day Parade.
And there will be a lot of people on this side of the Atlantic marching in St. Patrick's Day parades. I know New York obviously is the biggest one, which Mick Maloney was just singing about there. Mick, the expert on Irish-American music. So sad that he left us last year. I know that there's great parades in towns in Georgia. I know I've been at one in Savannah and Augusta. And of course in Chicago it's a huge event where they even dye the river green. But I thought we'd start with at least a couple of songs about St. Patrick's Day parades. In fact, this next one is the only occasion in the year on Across the Pond that I will ever play a man who claims some Irish background by the name of Bing Crosby.
I'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen. I'll tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green.
Oh, the Kelly's from Killarney, the Murphy's from Kildare.
The Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare.
There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork.
They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York. Oh, the mayor will be in the big parade, strutting high and grand. And behind him will march a thousand cops who come from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, the band will play them all. We'll march along, we'll sing in the song, the harp will tear us all. Those sons and daughters of Erin, 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along. Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
We'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. Not for all of the tea in Dublin would I ever stay away.
I'll trip the light fantastic, and how proud I'm gonna feel.
The band will play Go Witcha Go Way, a good old Irish reel.
There'll be Cooney Mulrooney and Mickey O'Dowd cutting up capers and pleasing the crowd. Hogan and Grogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. The Connells, O'Donnells and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney and Lefty O'Doul. Divil a man as happy as they on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in me eye.
We'll be proud as a thousand peacocks with our heads up in the sky.
I'll be there, you can bet you, when the band begins to play. And the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Now in bygone days of yore, on Ireland's blessed shore, A man got off the boat and raised his hat. He said, if you need a patron, I'm sure I'll make a great one. I'm very pleased to meet you, my name's Pat. So drink a health to old St. Pat, no matter where you're at, in Dublin town or far America, north or south or east or west, do not argue who's the best. If you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Now in Erin's Isle so green, no snakes there can be seen. St. Patrick came and chased them all away. In the land of hills and bogs, there's lots of cats and dogs, but no snakes are found in Ireland, so they say. And drink a health to old St. Pat, no matter where you're at, in Dublin town or far America, north or south or east or west, do not argue who's the best. If you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. Liffey water gurgles down, lots of throats in Dublin town. The Belfast bars are pumping Caffrey's out. There is Jameson's and Bushnell, sir, from Galway to the foothills. But down in Cork they order Murphy's Stout. Your neighbour by the hand, tell him you're an Irish man, and on St. Patrick's Day you've caused a smile. If you come from near Dundalk or south by County Cork, just be thankful that you're from the Emerald Isle. And drink a health to old St. Pat, no matter where you're at, in Dublin town or far America, north or south or east or west, do not argue who's the best. If you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. If you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day. And if you're Irish, come into the parlour. If you're Irish, celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Well, I don't think you have to be Irish to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. In fact, everybody's Irish today. That's Tom Lewis. He's a man with a Welsh name. I think he's originally from Northern Ireland, but grew up in England and now lives in Canada. Nice mix of places. Spent a lot of his life under the water in a submarine with the British Navy. But a song there just called St. Patrick's Song. And we also heard the man with the honey voice there, Bing Crosby, and the St. Patrick's Day Parade. This is Across the Pond here on kdrp.org. And of course, on the 17th of March, we are celebrating St. Patrick's Day, which is, I guess, until recently, largely a celebration of people of Irish background outside of Ireland. St. Patrick's Day in Ireland itself, until recently, was basically a religious holiday, and even the pubs were closed. It could not be a more polar opposite than what goes on in the shenanigans in this country. But it has gone back. What's happening in this country has gone back to Ireland, and now they have huge St. Patrick's Day parades in Dublin and various other places, and it's turning into the same as what we have on this side of the water. This next one is another song from Mick Maloney. I'll feature him a lot because he is such an expert and such an exponent of Irish music in America, or Irish American music. But here I am from Donegal.
Well, here I am from Donegal, and I'm most discontented, for to see the way we're all put down, not highly represented. For you see, it is a general rule to make Pat out a knave or a fool. But never mind, he'll play it cool, and he'll stand up for all Ireland. Give me justice, treat me fair, and I'll not be discontented, and I'll not be laughed at anywhere, but highly represented. When on the stage I do appear with a thundering big shillelagh and a ragged coat and tattered clothes, you would think I'd come out gaily with not a word of common sense. They don't care that they give offence, but they carry on at Pat's expense. Just let them come to Ireland. Give me justice, treat me fair, and I'll not be discontented, and I'll not be laughed at anywhere, but highly represented. Now Mr. Punch in his literature, he treats us very badly, and when he draws his caricatures, he presents us very sadly. With crooked limbs and villainous face, he thus depicts the Irish race. We think it is a sad disgrace, and we say so in our Ireland. Give me justice, treat me fair, and I'll not be discontented, and I'll not be laughed at anywhere, but highly represented. They say we are dirty and lazy got, but what's the use to grumble? For if they should enter an Irish cot, they're made welcome though it's humble. And in public works the country round, where'er hard work is to be found, in the railway tunnels underground, you'll find the boys from Ireland. Give me justice, treat me fair, and I'll not be discontented, I'll not be laughed at anywhere, but highly represented. 'Tis very true, I like a glass of porter or of whiskey, and I'm partial to a pretty lass, she'd make me feel quite frisky. I am very quiet when left alone, but I'll defend what is me own, and woe be to the foes of home who would dare to run down Ireland. Give me justice, treat me fair, and I'll not be discontented, I'll not be laughed at anywhere, but highly represented.
What a great song. That's Mick Maloney, Dr. Mick, the late Dr. Michael Maloney. And Here I Am from Donegal. And that actually presents a lot of the stereotypical aspects of how the Irish were seen in this country, the main immigration period being from the mid-19th century onwards, after the starvation in Ireland sent a million people across the water. And particularly there's one verse there that refers to how the Irish were portrayed in cartoons at the time. I know the first time I went to Ellis Island, I was amazed. There was an exhibition of second half of 19th century cartoons, and all the ones that portrayed Irishmen always made them look almost ape-like. It was so insulting, incredible, that this invasion or immigration of people at that time. Of course, they were seen as inferior and portrayed in almost an animal way. Here's one more from Mick Maloney.
I've lately wandered over here to search for me Uncle Dan. He left the County Galway in the year of 61. Where he's gone to, I don't know. I searched this country high and low, but back to Galway I can't go without me Uncle Dan. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. Well, if any dull neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. Let me tell you of me Uncle Dan. By God, he was a mighty man. He swam the River Liffey twice a day. He ran three rounds at the Phoenix Park. He could dance and sing just like a lark. He wasn't afraid to go home in the dark, me Uncle Dan McCann. Have you seen me Uncle Dan McCann? Typical bit of a Galway man. He came out to the USA in the year of 61. If any dull neighbours living here seen or heard of him anywhere, you'd oblige me if you'd help me find me Uncle Dan McCann. I found me Uncle Dan McCann, a very prosperous Yankee man. He holds a seat in Congress and he's leader of his clan. He's helped to write America's laws, his heart and soul in Ireland's cause. God help the man who opened his jaws to me Uncle Dan McCann. So here's to me Uncle Dan McCann, typical bit of a Galway man. He fought all through the Civil War way back in 61. He was supple and limber in every joint. He wasn't afraid of the bayonet's point. He belonged to the fight in 69, me Uncle Dan McCann.
There's a band tonight down in Shamrock City. Girls dance the walls of Limerick, they're much too pretty. Joe Cooley reeled on accordion, like the blues with a touch of old Carolan. Living on the edge, living on the edge of the Shamrock City. There's a band tonight down in Shamrock City. On the banks of the Hudson, the Thames and the Liffey. Some are sober wearing pioneer pins. Some drink like fish, you can see the fins. Living on the edge of the Shamrock City. There's a band tonight down in Shamrock City. Young Mikey says, hey man, have you seen Kitty? She sailed away across the foam. I ain't had no loving since she's been gone. Living on the edge of the Shamrock City. There's a band tonight down in Shamrock City. They all play for nothing, so throw something in the kitty. I grew up with the wolfhound's bark, threw it a bone, took me to heart. Living on the edge of the Shamrock City. I grew up with the wolfhound's bark, threw it a bone, took me to heart. Living on the edge of the Shamrock City. City. I've been living on the edge, living on the edge of the Shamrock City.
And the Shamrock City's all over the world on this day, the 17th of March, St. Patrick's Day. Shamrock City there, that's Ron Kavanagh. I think he's based in London, although he's originally from Dublin, and a wonderful bouzouki player and a real scholar of Irish traditional music, although he's a bit of a rocker as well. Great song, Shamrock City. And we also heard one more from Mick Maloney. As always, the man with his finger on American, Irish-American songs, Uncle Dan McCann. You're listening to Across the Pond here on KDRP.org. My name's Ed Miller. I'm here every Sunday afternoon from 4 o'clock till 5. And March, of course, is all Irish music on Across the Pond. But we'll take a quick break here to listen to our underwriters and be back with more St. Patrick's Day music in just a moment.